You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The rise in student activism and interest in politics is certainly being felt all across the country. We've seen it, of course, with the students from Mary Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. One example right here in Michigan is a debate this coming Sunday evening among some of the Democrats running for governor. It's being held at Bloomfield Hills High School, and it's being put on and moderated by a student-founded and student-run nonprofit group called Engage 18. Co-founders Zachariah Farah and Michael Goldman Brown Jr. are here with us now, both of them seniors at Bloomfield Hills High School. Welcome. Good to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It is.
Zachariah, why did you guys get together and launch Engage 18, and when did it happen?
Well, it started off with the planning for the debate, and that actually started as a joke. Michael came up to me and he said, wouldn't it be funny if we moderated a presidential debate? And of course, that was just a joke, but then we started thinking, why couldn't we just host a gubernatorial debate? And we just thought, well, why not? There was no good reason why we couldn't get involved. We're both registered voters at this point. And yeah, we just wanted to get engaged, hence the name Engage 18.
So this was prior to Parkland. This has been going on a while.
Yes, it began in August, and we actually sent our first email, which really kicked it off, to the director of our theater in January.
And that's because you're going to have it at the performing arts space, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be this Sunday, and I know you've got three of the candidates. Who's coming?
Abdul El-Sayed, Sri Tanadar, and Bill Cobbs.
Did you invite Gretchen Whitmer?
We did, and we really would have loved to have her there, but unfortunately she was unable to come. We also asked for them to send a representative on her behalf to display her policies, but they said it was against their policy as a campaign. So we will be reading a statement that they supplied to us.
What about the other side? Was there thought of inviting anyone from the Republican side or any of the other parties?
Well, we were thinking about inviting Republican candidates and also having a sort of complete roundtable, but given that there were six Republican candidates, we thought it would be simpler to focus on the Democratic side. We are in talks amongst ourselves, and I believe we've reached out to a Republican gubernatorial candidate about hosting a potential Republican debate also.
What are you hoping to make happen through having this debate?
Well, first of all, considering the fact that it's going to be held at a high school, there's going to be a high attendance rate of high school students. And I think especially the fact that Abdul El-Sayed is an alum of our district, that'll really spark some interest in these students and hopefully get them involved in politics.
You know, as you think of your friends, your fellow students, other members of Engage 18, what are you seeing in terms of the level of political interest and even activism, let's say, over the last couple of years?
Well, initially, I was seeing a sort of low level of political interest. I remember in middle school and even now when I'll ask students at my school if they know what precinct they're in or if they know who their congressman is or their congresswoman or even who their township supervisor or mayor is, they'll give me a blank stare because they're quite frankly unsure, and I think that's almost scary. But I feel like with our direction on the March 14th walkout, we've been focusing on specific congressmen and congresswomen and specific pieces of legislation. And I feel like people are becoming more aware of who their congresspeople are and how state government and even the federal government functions, which I think is great.
What kind of concerns, what kind of issues do students talk about?
Well, there's quite a few. And I think that recent political events have kind of inspired this tone of nihilism among students.
What kind of events?
Well, these, first of all, the inaction regarding gun control, a couple past elections that really went different ways than I know students wanted them to go. There was a lot of young people who were really interested in the Bernie Sanders campaign, and that was shut down. And hopefully there's a continuation of that student interest in campaigns such as that.
What do you and other students think about our current elected officials in Michigan, mm-hmm. talking about Governor Snyder, talking about the state legislature, because you're having this gubernatorial debate. When people think of who's representing them in Lansing, is there a feeling of connection? Do they feel represented?
Not at all. I think that it's very disconnected. I think to begin, practically everyone who works and studies in a public school is basically on the same page about the necessity of increasing funds to public education. Furthermore, I know that although our school administration cannot publicly state this, a lot of staff and in many schools across Michigan and across the country would like to see gun control measures increase in specific ways. And at this point, a lot of them are simply asking to not make things worse and not allow teachers to be armed or to allow concealed carry weapons on school premises.
What do you feel?
I've heard a lot about the topic of gun legislation as well. Also, a big consideration in regards to Governor Snyder is about the Flint water crisis, which I actually heard students talking about today in one of my classes, and how that's still going on. And a lot of people, quite frankly, in Bloomfield Hills are shocked that something like that could happen to such a large group of people, and that there's been such inaction on it on a state level and on a federal level as well. And it's really been sort of a point of content for them with the state government. But another large issue I'd probably say is infrastructure. Basically, every student I know who drives complains about the roads in the state and the potholes and the way that everything feels as if it's in decay, and the fact that we're, quite frankly, not funding our infrastructure.
Well, it's funny because we just talked with the director of the Michigan Department of Transportation, who said we have got to think about the roads that we inherited, our generation, from the previous generation, and what we are leaving to your generation. He said we've got to think about that and about funding.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a side note here, if you look across the Canadian border, you can see that their roads are practically in pristine condition. So when people say that it's just a weather issue, that's simply not true. We can have nice roads. We can have nice schools. We just choose not to. We don't want to pay for it. And I think the disconnect between our politicians and the public is a serious issue that we want to solve.
Any thoughts of expanding Engage 18 to schools throughout Michigan? Have you gotten any people that are on board with this?
Yeah, we have students working with us in over a dozen high schools for other initiatives that we've been working on, not necessarily the debate, even though we will have students from other schools helping us to operate the debate. The coordination with those other schools has largely been with in regards to the March 14th walkout. Most of the schools are in Oakland County, although I do know we are working with at least one school outside of the county in Lapeer.
What do you want to hear from the three candidates this Sunday?
Well, I want to hear them get specifically into what policies they stand for. I want to see them differentiate themselves, and I want to see solutions that not only are going to help students, even though we are students and the point of the debate is sort of to engage more students in politics, but I want to hear about their solutions to problems that all Michiganders are facing.
Is this open to the public?
It is. It's free general admission, and anyone can attend.
So it's 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday night.
Yes.
At Bloomfield Hills High School, right at Telegraph and Long Lake Road in Bloomfield Hills. Zachariah Farah is a senior at Bloomfield Hills High School, as is Michael Goldman Brown Jr., the co-founders of the nonprofit student-run group Engage 18. Hosting and moderating a formal debate among Democratic gubernatorial candidates Abdullah Sayed, Sheree Tanadar, and Bill Cobbs. Thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside, guys.
Thank you very much, Cindy.
Thank you for having us.